AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says a booming stock market is responsible for a sharp jump in his personal fortune. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Financial disclosures show the president made roughly $1.2 billion off his cryptocurrency ventures last year.
Well, you know why I'm profiting? Because the stock market's going up.
And tells reporters he does not direct his own investments. Fund managers do.
I don't talk to him. I don't even speak to him.
He repeatedly said market gains are helping the country as a whole.
We're all profiting. I'm profiting because I have a lot of money and a lot of cash.
But even his own Treasury chief has said about 38% of Americans don't have stock market exposure. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia hammered Kyiv in an 11-hour drone and missile attack overnight into this morning. At least 17 civilians were killed in what Moscow says is retaliation for Ukrainian strikes on Russian oil facilities that have caused severe fuel shortages and put pressure on President Vladimir Putin. The Vatican has responded aggressively to a traditionalist society that consecrated bishops without the Pope's consent, declaring the Society of St. Pius V in schism. The church has excommunicated its bishops and priests and warns its faithful they too face the harshest sanctions in the Catholic Church. New Jersey is launching a new fee on companies whose workers have Medicaid health coverage instead of being covered by their employers. Other states are considering it too. Business groups object. So do some liberal policy organizations. But proponents say it's about fairness because employers benefit from having some lower-income workers with taxpayer-funded health coverage. The U.S. beat Bosnia-Herzegovina 2-0 to advance to the round of 16 and keep its World Cup dreams alive. This is AP News. Two people were arrested after getting to the top of the Empire State Building's antenna.
They unfurled a banner that read, "When the power of love beats the love of power, the world knows peace." Lindsay Debo saw the banner while on her lunch break.
I thought it was like for the 4th of July or something, a new edition. But then I went back inside and everyone was like, there's police and there's like helicopters. It's crazy.
The two were dressed in black and wore masks. After descending the antenna, one of them got down on one knee. They kissed and hugged. The other person took selfies with an outstretched left hand as if examining a ring. Tourist Jonathan Roman from Scotland was watching from below.
The engagement looks like it's going well for them, but I suspect they'll be spending their first night in jail.
Office worker Jessica Kaplan wonders how they got that far.
I just can't believe that they, you know, made it past a certain point at all.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.